interrupt,
sorry,
but I'm just wondering about the process that's involved. I mean, how do you take over a big ship? How do you get it back? What do you do?
Well, you have to obtain possession of the vessel, and you have to do it in such a way that the people who are guarding it or otherwise detaining the vessel are not aware that you're going to do it. So you have to do it surreptitiously.
And how do you do that?
Well, the first step, if it comes to that, and again, I want to emphasize that that it normally doesn't come to it, but when it does come to that, then you have to, I personally have to go into the port, and I have to make an assessment of the situation, the vessel situation, the situation on board, the crew situation, whether they're qualified people on board, if the owner still has his men on board, or who I have to bring into the port. After making the assessment and then after the decision to go ahead with an extraction, then the crew has to come in. I must emphasize that this only happens in a case where the client has an absolute immediate possessory interest of the ship and the local system does not protect his rights. Once we've made that determination and once the executive action determination is made, then the crew is brought in. They have to be brought in surreptitiously, and then they're delivered on board. Sometimes we do it by, say, a dugout canoe from the from the offside, you know, from the water side. Sometimes you bring them in as, say, stevedores. Sometimes they go in completely surreptitiously. Let's say, for example, in the back of a truck. Then they have to go on board the vessel. Then the vessel's dock lines have to be cut because you don't have the time really to do this engagement. And then the vessel has to steam out.
And obviously there's a lot of, I imagine, thinking on your feet when you're going along. And again, I'm thinking about the Aztec Express. You actually involved voodoo getting that boat out, didn't you?
Well, I don't know if it actually involved hiring a witch doctor. I don't myself believe in voodoo, but I'm not above, you know, when it suits my purposes, I'm not above using it. And actually that was a same guy I'd used some 20 years before in a similar situation. You know, I'd used that same witch doctor. So this time when I told my Haitian fixer, you know, that I needed a witch doctor to control that soccer field, we got the same guy. He was still alive. He's a very old man now. But a Haitian won't go anywhere where they see a witch doctor. So if he was on that soccer field, then the guy with the cell phone wouldn't come down. And that way he wouldn't be able to call to the outside world, because that was the only cell phone in the entire town was owned by the port director.
And the only place they could get clear reception was on that soccer field, right?
Exactly, because of the mountains.
And did you end up getting the ship back?
Well, yes, we got it out and took it to the Bahamas, and the ship was sold in the Bahamas and sold at public auction. I wasn't, you know, my job was really pretty much over as soon as it arrived. Our contract was over when it dropped anchor in the Bahamas, and so I didn't follow closely after that, but my understanding is the ship was sold at auction in the Bahamas, free and clear to somebody. And in fact, you know, I heard something, a rumor, that the ship sank recently. There was something, there's some entry, I think, in the casualty list, but I haven't verified that myself.
Maybe it was the voodoo. You never know. Max, never a dull day. Never a dull day at the office for you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Maritime Lawyer Max Hardberger, who owns Vessel Extractions in New Orleans. So if you need to get your freighter back, you know, just in case you're listening, it sounds like he's your man.
Good. I will keep that in mind. Thanks for that, Cam.